Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel like I was able to just be Bryce. I was able to go out there and just be myself and play. It's funny, when I went into the offseason, all my buddies were, I just like feeling, I was like, dude, I loved it. Like, it was unbelievable. So, I think people might look at me and go, yeah, right, you're crazy. but no, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed the people. That blue-collar feel, that blue-collar mentality, they want you to work hard. They hold you accountable. And that made me a better player. You know, it made me want to work hard in the outfield. It made me want to work hard as a hitter. It made me want to play every single day.
That's Bryce Harper. He's in camp. Good afternoon, everybody. Marks and Reith, which is Marks. Fritz is here as well, coming off his big five-hour marathon yesterday with Rob Cherry.
It was a long one.
Yeah, I listened for about 7 minutes. I was.
You made it through?
I was down to the grocery store, and then when I was back, you guys were in break for most of it, and then like as I pulled in my driveway, I got Rob coming back. Seemed like a lot of Phillies talk. Yesterday, it was enjoyable.
Me and Rob are both baseball guys.
Oh, you're similar baseball guys. Similar.
Both miserable.
Yeah, both miserable and both not like Bryce Harper and myself, where we understand baseball. We understand what it builds a team. We understand that you don't give things up for to get a higher priced free agent or for a trade. Anyway, is there anybody out there that if they could they would redo that wouldn't sign Harper now? Right, beginning of year two, he did everything right last year. Everything right, I mean, on and off the field. He didn't have the success that a lot of people thought he was going to have. But by the end of the year, pretty much he did. Average came up, home runs came up, RBIs were great.
Career record.
Yeah, I mean, he was, as far as I'm concerned, played a great right field. As far as I was concerned, year one of Bryce Harper, I'm not going to call the entire year a success for the Phillies. But with Bryce Harper, he showed me that he can hack it in Philly, that he totally gets what it takes to be a superstar in Philadelphia. And I expect even a better year this year out of Bryce Harper. But, I mean, he seems like he's one of these guys that's going to be universally loved as long as he does exactly what he did last year, which is more or less just do the right thing, play the right way, and everything else. So I think everybody, for the most part, loves Bryce Harper, except for maybe they don't like what he said right here. And pay attention, because most people that listen to me or listen to this show will know that I am not a big fan of Matt Klentak. I do not think the Phillies were built properly. In fact, I would like for this rebuild not to start all over. Like people will say, well, you're already pot committed with Bryce Harper. So what? He signed for 13 years. You could, and they're not going to do it right now, so it's a moot point, but you're not pot invested to where you need to go out and you need to spend $220, $230 million in payroll because you need to now, well, we signed Bryce Harper, now we need to go for it. No, he's young enough to where you don't necessarily need to go for it right now. Go for it. But so Bryce Harper, he comes out, he reported the camp over the weekend, and he said this to The Athletic. I guess this was yesterday, Jack. There's no audio of it.
Yeah, it was yesterday morning.
So he was just talking to reporters, and Megan Montemuro has it. And this is what Bryce Harper said, because really, what is the talk of camp right now? It's Joe Girardi, it's Larry. I forgot to ask Howard about Larry McCutchen. Damn it! But like McCutchen, where is he? Everything else. But this is what he says, and they're asking him about Chris Bryant. Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant are good friends. They're close. It would make a lot of sense that Bryce Harper would want his friend and also a really good player in Chris Bryant here. The Cubs are shopping him. The Phillies maybe have what it takes to get him. And here's what Bryce Harper says. And Jack likes to say, he says, well, if we don't, we don't. That's not what he's saying at all. He understands he understands what you have to do if you're going to build a team. And this is what he says. He says, I mean, you have to have certain guys on your team that make less money to also have guys that make more money as well. Chris, of course, you want an all-star caliber player, but we have Boehm. And he's talking about the Phillies' top prospect, Alec Boehm, who's the third baseman. He goes on, we have a big-time third baseman, and we were able to get him in the draft. Of course, anytime you're able to add an all-star caliber player, you're going to want to add an all-star player. But you have to be able to know you developed a player in the minor leagues that can also help you at third base, and Boehm could be that guy for us. He could come up and be one of the best third basemen in the second half or whatever it is. But I can't give up Spencer Howard and Boehm and possibly give up our whole future for a year and a half of KB if we don't sign him to an extension. And I know there's a guy in there that we need to sign to an extension. And I like having a guy like JT for the next 6 years that would help us. So he says JT Realmuto needs to be extended first. So all this talk about trading for Chris Bryant and giving up our only young pieces in the franchise, like, no, JT needs to be extended. And you don't give away guys that can be making no money, that can be all-star caliber players that are 23, 24 years old. And that's what Boehm is. So Jack, he is absolutely right. He's not adorable or cute. He's not taking the organization's back because they signed him to a 13-year contract. What he's doing, to me, he's exactly right. He's explaining it perfectly. He's aware of what's going on around them. You don't need to mix. You do need to mix the young players in there. You can't just go out and spend money. You'll never win. That's not how teams are built. That's not how teams win. While we agree this sucks and it's not great and we want the Phillies to be more ready to win right now, they're not. And you have to deal with it. You know, you're going to have to deal with them winning 85, 86, 87 games. Maybe they make a trade at the trade deadline to get them better. But the roster that they have right now is the roster that it's going to be. And I'm totally – and listen, I hate it. I don't think they've done a good job building the team. But it is what it is. It is what it is, and we're going to have to deal with it.
The team also – like, here's why I always come back to. I always come back to the window. They open the window by trading Sixto Sanchez for JT Realmuto. And yeah, like, I don't, in an ideal world, I would agree with you. I would agree that I would like to have homegrown players come up here and make a real difference from day one. And I think Alec Boehm can do that. But the reality is that this team is ready to win right now. Like, all their players are 26, 27, 28, 29. You have Bryce Harper for these 13 years, which is great. You have 12 more years of Bryce Harper. But the reality is you have maybe 4 years of prime Bryce Harper, and you need blue-chip talent to win a World Series. Chris Bryant, Bryce Harper, and JT Realmuto are both blue-chip talent. Scott Kingery, Alec Boehm are not blue-chip talent. Like, they are fine players. I think Alec Boehm's going to be really good. Scott Kingery, like, I think he's become almost overrated in this town. I mean, what is he? He batted 230 in the second half last year, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, you can't get rid of that guy. I think it's ridiculous. So, yeah, listen, I'm not trading Spencer Howard. I think Spencer Howard is too important. I don't think it would cost both Spencer Howard and Alec Boehm to get the deal done. I am trading Boehm and Kingery to bring in a former MVP that is ready to win right now, won a World Series, is best friends with Bryce, and can help them get to the next level. If you have those three, which you're going to have to spend big money on anyway, you have Nola, Wheeler, and Spencer Howard. That is a legit good baseball team.
And then you're digging yourself a deeper hole because now you're saying, well, and you're going to resign him
to a
seven-year contract for $30 million a year. That is the last thing you want to do is tie yourself up with long-term $30 million a year contract. That's not how you win, Jack. That's how you screw yourself for many years to come. I want some flexibility. The flexibility is not doing that. The flexibility is being able to use that money to get a starting pitcher or maybe make a trade for a guy that's making a lot of money and you're getting him cheaper because he makes a lot of money and the team wants to desperately get out of that contract because they're in a different phase now in where they are as a team because now they know they're not contending. So that's how you get better. You don't get better by saying, like, all right, let's trade our best young pieces to get a guy that's approaching 30 years old that you're going to have to extend for $30 million a year. No freaking way. The Phillies haven't built it right. They haven't built it right. But I can't blame them for not wanting to spend more than $210 million.
So your plan is to just let this thing go, win 85 to 88 games, and then when Bryce Harper turns 32, 33 years old, then you go in. Like, you need to go
that's,
in
that's,
now.
That's 6 years away, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying to wait 6 years and then go in. I'm saying to play the season out, see where you are. If at the end of the season you say, no, we need more talent, we need to make a trade, we need to shake it up, I want the flexibility to do that. I want to keep these guys and let them develop and see where they are.
But why not get the proven superstar now?
Proven superstar for what? So instead of not being good enough, you can be almost not good enough. Right,
but you get him now, and then next year you still there's money coming off the books. You can build around these three. You can build around them rather than like hoping to eventually get a Chris Bryant.
888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show. 888-729-9494. I'm Marks. He's not Reese.
You sound. Are you in Nance voice already?
But I mean, I'm already beaten down with this because it's. I mean, how much money do you expect them to spend? Right, like you understand that there's four teams in baseball that are spending above what the Phillies are spending right now, and all of those teams not only have been in the playoffs but have been deep in the playoffs, and they're built through different ways. They're built through their farm system, and their high-placed players are free agents, a mix of free agents and guys that they've re-signed, their own guys that they've re-signed. Right, so where they are on their path, they've already been there. All you want the Phillies to do is to try to keep buying, buy. That's great. If you want to try to win 85, 86, 87, who knows, maybe 90 games by adding Chris Bryant, that's fine. But what you're going to get is you're going to get a team that continues to not be good enough. You're going to get the 76ers before they tanked, a team that could win a series, but that's it. They're not good enough, right? To where imagine if the Phillies would have done this in 2004, right? If they would have said, well, we're close. We're winning 86 games a year, but we can't get over the hump. And they kept making trades to trade deadline, but there were always tinkering trades. Turk Wendell and Dennis Cook and bringing in these guys that weren't good enough to put them over the top because Ed Wade couldn't put together the right trade to do it. Imagine if you would have went out there and said, well, damn it, we know this team's not good enough, but we're close, and I'm so starved to make the playoffs because we haven't been in the playoffs since 1993. So let's go out and let's trade Ryan Howard. Let's go out and trade Chase Utley. Let's trade Ryan Madsen. Let's trade Cole Hamels. Let's trade the only pieces in our farm system that mean anything and give a damn. Let's trade all of those guys to try to take an 85-win team and get them to 90 wins, right? You know what would have happened if they would have done that? They wouldn't have won crap, and they wouldn't have won the World Series in 2008. So be careful, because everybody that says, oh, well, they're only prospects. Was Ryan Howard only a prospect? Was Chase Utley only a prospect?
Yeah.
Those prospects are the reason why they won the World Series. So it's the exact same situation the Phillies were in the mid-2000s. A team that's not good enough and a team that's not one move away.
Right, but you're acting like they're going to just stop. They're just going to stop developing players or trying to develop players or whatnot, like trying to build through the draft. They brought in guys this offseason that can hopefully help with that. Like, this is just kind of adding they need another blue chip talent to their offensive core if they're going to actually compete down the road. This is adding Chris Bryant to Bryce Harper, to JT Realmuto, to Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, like, but they needed that in 2005. They needed that in 2004. They were close. They were literally winning 80 some games. They were right there. It was frustrating because.
But they also had the young core there. Like, you saw it forming. You're saying back in, like, 2000, dude, that's a different story. Like, 2004, 2005, 2006, like, you knew Howard, Utley, and Rollins were already kind of there.
They were when they were prospects in the minor leagues. I mean, go back and look at the Phillies in the early 2000s. They weren't 60-win teams. Once Boa took over, they were more or less playoff contenders every year until his last year. All right? So it's not like that you couldn't have made the case. I say this all the time. The report that was out there was that because they had Jim Thome, they were trying to trade Ryan Howard, who really had taken the minor leagues by surprise with the development. No one thought much of him in the draft. And they were ready to trade him for Chris Benson, who was a starting pitcher, and they desperately needed a starting pitcher. They desperately needed him. I remember being on the radio and people saying, trade Cole Hamels. Trade Cole Hamels because they need major league ready players right now. I get it. Prospects are prospects for a reason. I'm naming five guys out of like 100 prospects, and those five developed. I get it. I totally get saying that, right? I'm not opposed to trading prospects, but I'm also not going to trade them just to trade them because it gets the Phillies closer to being not good enough. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese, John Marks, 888-729-9494. Phillies fans, it's frustrating. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. 100% with you. I'm frustrated too. I'm a Phillies fan. I'm not a Matt Klentak fan. I think he's done a terrible job. All right, John Middleton's gotten involved. I don't know where that puts them or what that means. Right, that he's more involved. Here's what I do know: this team's not good enough this year. Are they good enough to make a wild card? Maybe if everything works out, if Arrieta is able to come in and be the pitcher that a lot of people thought that he could be, sure, maybe he could be that guy. Maybe they could win 87, 88. Maybe that'd be enough, right? But right now, they might be the fourth best team in the NL East. At the very least, they're the third best team in the NL East. The talent's not there. Chris Bryant makes you better this year, but how much better, right? I have to look and say, well, how the hell do you win a World Series? You win a World Series by having a good mix of free agents and young players that are coming up through the minors, right? And the Phillies have a core on their team right now of guys that have come up through the minors.
But and they're not good enough.
They're missing some pieces.
They're missing the piece.
They're missing some pieces. They're missing another starting pitcher, a young, starting pitcher.
I don't think you can win in Major League Baseball today if you don't have legit high talent on the offensive side. Like that, you, Rendon, Soto last year. I mean, like, it, go down the list. Like, there's legit offensive talent.
How's their starting pitching?
They have Scherzer. They have Scherzer.
Okay.
Corbin. Yeah, I get it. But the Phillies are a year away from being a pretty good rotation.
Aha.
Yes.
Aha.
What?
They're a year away.
Right, I don't think that. I don't think Chris Bryant makes them a World Series contender, but it's getting closer.
They are a year away, so why not wait? So why not wait? Why not?
Because Chris Bryant's not available next year.
But why do you need him?
Because he's he's a superstar offensive talent available right now.
You could have gotten Rendon for free.
Definitely not free, but
without trading prospects.
No, I know. I thought it was a mistake at the time.
888-729-9494. Let's take some phone calls. Tom in Bridgeport. Tom, go ahead. How are you?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
I'm working today just like you.
Good,
now,
man.
I don't understand. Every owner in the major leagues is a billionaire. Why don't they just take the salary cut, you know? I mean, you go over the salary. Guess what? What's it, $5 million?
Yeah, but they
pay
don't.
Pay the man. Yeah, get him in.
But hang on a second. You have to trade for him. I think that the discussions are different. Like whether or not they would go over this luxury tax threshold to spend the extra money, that's one thing. And they've already let you know that they don't want to do that because they could have signed free agents.
But then
trading Kingery and other people, that I'm not doing that.
Yankees did it, Boston did it. Guess what? You want to win a World Series, you want to win two, you want to win three, you need to spend the money.
They are spending money, though.
And you need to go over the salary cap. Guess what? Next year it'll be different.
Yeah,
cap's going to go up.
Well, I mean, no, there's not a salary cap, Tom. There's not a salary cap. There is a...
The luxury tax.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get in the weeds too much. If you spend over a certain amount of money, you have to pay a tax on it, and owners don't like to do that. The bottom line is the teams that are over it are teams that are in the playoffs, teams that are already playoff teams. Let's go to Jim. Jim, how are you?
Okay. I want to ask you a question. One thing that you said about trading prospects, if you know they're good enough that they could be a star, I know not everybody's going to be a star, but when you look at teams like the Braves, the Astros, these guys – so, Alec Boehm, what's your guarantee? The Phillies have missed on many of their prospects, starting from Biddle. Now, yes, I know what you're going to say. They did well with Howard and Utley and a few of those others, yes. But since that, I don't believe there's one prospect. And how do they know how good Howard Spencer Howard's going to be? Because they've missed on all these prospects.
It's all projections, Jim. You're right. You're just projecting on what you think. Sure.
Right. So if you know your track record is bad in picking prospects, then maybe it would make sense to go after Chris Bryant. But if you know you have good prospects and you say, I think these guys are good enough, I don't have to trade for Bryant, that's another thing. So that's what you're missing. But, I mean, other than Nola and other than Kinry, who did they get from the minor leagues that you could say will be a star or a solid player that will be it really contribute greatly? Okay, so now and also who's the guy that scouted Boehm because now they don't like his defense at third. So the guy is pretty intelligent, I guess, for picking a guy they're not happy with now. So answer me that.
Well, it was almost known. It's not. It happens where you're drafting a guy, you're drafting him for his bat, right? I mean, Alec Boehm, a lot of times you'll draft a shortstop out of high school and they know there's no chance he's going to stick at shortstop. Boehm, they didn't know whether he was going to be able to play third base in the majors or not. They wondered. They worried. I don't know. You're drafting him for his bat. There's going to be a DH in the National League. I'm not even worried about that. You know, you have him in there for his bat. Bottom line. Who knows? I don't know if Alec Boehm is going to be a great player or not. I have no idea. Do I think he's going to be at least a serviceable starter? I do. He was drafted third overall, right? And he has done well in the minors. Yeah, he hasn't been you know, he hasn't been to where I'm looking at him for to be up here at the beginning of the season. I think he still has some development down in the minors, but he's been fine. He's gonna be fine. Is he a star? We don't know that. Let's go to Dave. Dave in Perky Omanville. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself, man?
All right. What's going on?
So, I'm listening to this, and I'm a Colorado Rockies fan. And one of the biggest things that I've kind of been thrown at, and all of us fans have been thrown at, is the lack of pitching, the lack of reliable pitching. Now, I'm kind of back and forth with you guys about the sense of going for a guy like Chris Bryant. Yes, I agree that you need like a second, like, you know, you need like that heavyweight bat in there to get a kind of a, you know, a run on the offensive side, but you have no stability if you don't have pitching. So almost instead of spending that money for kind of like a Chris Bryant or kind of allocating that money for it, I almost think it'd be better to go along the sides of a more reliable pitcher and then hope for like more so of a development on the hitting side, because you have a good core, you know, Real Muto, Bryant, stuff like that. I almost think you almost rather one more piece away, rather on the offensive side, rather than pitching.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, believe me, you make a lot of sense right there. They're not set up to win. Chris Bryant or no Chris Bryant, they're not set up to win this year or next year. They're not, unless they're able to make a savvy move. Unless they're able to bring in another starting pitcher or something like that, Jack, they're not winning this year. They're not winning next year. And it's 87-88. They could be a wild card, or if they're the third wild card if they change the rules or whatever, that's fine. But sometimes you just have to realize that it's going to take some time.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and let that happen, John.
Yeah, you just want to try to for your satisfaction right now to scratch the playoff itch. You want to try to screw years to come.
It doesn't screw years to come.
Okay.
You get a core. You can buy a core. It's unfortunate they're in this position, but I'm not going to let I'm not going to just let Bryce Harper's good years go to waste.
You can buy a core?
You can buy this core.
You can buy a winning core, a World Series core?
Yeah, this is the scenario we're in right now. I can't.
Right. The answer's no. There's not really a comp to it, but that's what you want to try to do. Coming up, more Philly stuff. There's some speculation from Philly's camp that I happen to love. Also, the worst national anthem ever happened last night. All right, maybe not ever, but at least in the last couple of years, because there's some other bad ones out there. 888-729-9494. Do you believe the Phillies ownership is out of line for not wanting? Because this is, believe me, this is more than us arguing about Chris Bryant and whether they should trade this guy or that guy. It's just, do the Phillies owe it to the fans to spend more money than they're spending? I don't think they do. I'm perfectly fine with the amount of money the Phillies are spending in 2020. 888-729-9494.
If we don't, we don't.
It's Marks Without Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.